We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Monday night with the red and white continues at McAllister's Deli here on McGuire. Ball State football is just more than 2 weeks out from the start of its 2020 season. It'll travel to Oxford to take on Miami in the Redbird rivalry. Bryce Cosby will be there, the Cardinals' first-year senior. The first of many senior seasons for Bryce Cosby. Right. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What is this all like from your perspective, from not having a season to having a season to the season doesn't count against your eligibility to all the twists and turns of things you've been through over the last 2 months?
Yeah, it's definitely been an emotional roller coaster for not only me, but just for the team. You know, thinking back to when we had our team meeting when we first realized the MAC was going to postpone the fall football season, and then you turn around and Coach New was telling guys, you know, there's a chance we could be playing this year. So, you know, we were sort of just, I guess, shocked at first, and then it was just more excitement because we all feel like we know what we have in our locker room as a team. And so I think the best thing that we could have did throughout this whole entire period was, you know, stay at it, keep working. We never really took a break. Even when we came back from Corona in June, you know, we sort of just hit the ground running. Started gaining a little consistency as a team, and that's credit to us because we did what we needed to on our end in terms of staying safe, you know, following protocol in and out of the facility, and you know, we were rewarded for that. So yeah, it's been an emotional roller coaster, but we're definitely thankful that we are where we are as a team right now.
Have you been through contact tracing or just like out of abundance of caution or whatever? Have you been locked down at any point during all this for a day or so?
Oh, definitely. There's been a couple times where I've.
What's know, that like?
It's a scary feeling just because, you know, as much as we get tested, anyone's viable to, you know, get a false positive or something like that.
And you're in pods, so it might not even be
right,
you.
Right, exactly. And they don't really share, you know, who it might be at the time because nothing's really set in stone. So right. Really it's just a waiting game, and then you have to get retested. And thank God for me, it's always been negative on my end and everyone in my group. So it's definitely been a couple of times. Even if you have six symptoms, you have to go into self-quarantine. And so, you know, I feel like most of the guys on the team have had a time where they've had to maybe isolate for at least a day and, you know, make sure everything was fine. And then they continue with normal activities. But, yeah, it's definitely happened before.
It's the worst 10 minutes until you get those results, isn't
Man,
it?
Yeah, you're just hoping somebody doesn't come in the locker room and snatch you out the locker room because, you know, we've seen it happen before. So, yeah, no, but everything's been good.
It's like the Grim Reaper coming in. It's like, oh, they got Tom or whatever. Right. You know. How do you feel about where you guys are at right now? 2 weeks to go. Mm-hmm. Do you feel ready?
Definitely. You know, I tell people all the time, there's obviously a lot of things that we could still work on to get better at in every phase, special teams, offense, defense. But, you know, I'm going to keep saying that experience is just a great thing to have on your team. You know, I've seen both sides of the spectrum to where, you know, my freshman year, we're wondering what it's going to be like to play a college football game to where now my senior year, you know, we've been there, we've done that. And that's to our advantage. And I feel like we've been in a lot of situations, game-like situations, close games. We've been on top, we've been behind. And, you know, having that experience, it changes the way you prepare for things, because once you've been in it, you know what to expect. You know that the little things matter, and you know that it's going to be – it takes a collective effort from all phases, offense, defense, special teams, to achieve the goal that we're wanting at the end of the season. And so while there's obviously still a lot of work to do, I do feel comfortable and confident where we are as a team right now.
Bryce Cosby, Ball State's starting senior safety. You have started every game in your career. Mm-hmm. So you talk about experience and being on both sides of that. What's it like to be thrown into the deep end? Like, how naked did you feel as a freshman? Once, I'm sure going into it, you're like, I got this. Mm-hmm. But once the ball was kicked, what was the feeling like, and how did you get used to it?
I just remember my dad telling me before the game that when we went to play Illinois, he said, you know, when you get out there, just line up a little deeper for the first possession, get a feel for the speed of the game. So if you ever pull up that film when we're playing Illinois, the first possession, I was probably 15 yards off of my man just to, you know, get my bearings right. And then it was a third down. I came down and had my first tackle for a loss. That was really the play that solidified and, you know, gave me the confidence that I can come out here and I can make plays with these guys that I've been watching on TV since I was a little kid. And, you know, that was definitely a big confidence boost for me. And, you know, through that freshman season, I definitely made tons of mistakes, but I also made great plays. And, you know, I think I was mature enough at that age to realize that was going to come with it. I knew I wasn't going to have a flawless freshman year where I just, you know, went without making any mistakes. You know, that's not even reasonable. And so I definitely think it was beneficial. And looking back on it, it's made me a better man and where I am today as a football player. And, you know, I'm thankful for the experience.
You had an interception in your first career game, though.
That was people ask me one of my best moments in college. That was one of them. I mean,
you got to be thinking like, all right, this is easy. Like, I am on pace for 50 interceptions in my career.
Yeah, I was you could say I was a little naive at that point. I'm like, you know, I'm already starting off my career with an interception, you know.
Quarterbacks got nothing.
Right. It was a great feeling.
You've done that a couple times, though, where you've come up with some circus picks. Mm-hmm. You caught a kicked ball last year at NC State.
Yep.
That was a tipped one at Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult are those plays? Like, because part of it seems like to me, like, you've got to – part of it's being in the right place in the right time and being able to execute.
Right. my mom always says, you know, you can't catch the pick, you know, where you just on your feet.
They
you
throw
know.
It to you.
Oh, yeah. And so I don't know. For me, you could probably – the receivers will probably say the same thing. Some of the harder ones seem like the easier ones to catch. And so really it's just for me, it's about locating the ball. And a lot of those plays where the ball is up in the air real high, I always just focus on getting my hands under it and trying to turn my back to the turf so I don't give the ball a chance to, you know, touch the turf and they can overturn it because, you know, they seem like I didn't have control. So really it's just about locating the ball and realizing you have a chance to make a play and then go making it. But it really is just spur of the moment. It's not really too much thinking about it, just, you know, trying to make a play for the team.
Is it like Chariots of Fire music, slow motion? Like
with the interceptions.
Yeah, like when a ball's up in the air like that, something gets tipped,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, do you see it just happen really slow, and you're like, you're getting there, and the ball's coming down?
No, for the NC State interception, for example, at first I batted the ball down, and I was kind of mad at myself initially because I felt like I was in good enough position to where I could have just jumped in front of it. You know, I was all over the route, and then I just heard a loud and so when I heard the sound, I just immediately looked up, and the ball was super high in the air, and so I just started to track it, and Yeah, it did seem like it slowed down for a minute for me trying to get a gauge to where that ball was going to fall, but it was just a surreal moment.
What's an interception feel like?
Tell people all the time, best feeling in the world. Just knowing I've essentially ruined everything the offense has going on. It really, that's a great feeling for me. And, people present DBs with the specifically safeties. You either have a big hit or interception. For me, it's interception every time. I just feel like there's nothing more beneficial than getting the offense the ball back. You know, big hits are definitely it'll give you momentum, it'll give your defense some energy, but giving the offense another added possession with a chance to put points on the board, and you know, even if I get the interception, I have a chance to put points on the board with, you know, returning the pick and, you know, putting 6 points on the board. Is there's no other feeling, in my opinion, in football as a defensive back.
I'll say that's a good counterbalance, because Ben Stewart next year would say that he'd rather hit the dickens out of somebody.
Oh, yeah. Ben, he's all about, you know, hit. And I'm definitely all for it, too. But if it came down to it, I want to get our offense the ball back. I want to put points on the board.
Bryce Cosby is joining us, Ball State senior safety. It's a weird position on the field, too, because I guess – you have a man responsibility, but in some essences, you're just kind of out there playing space and reacting to what you see in front of you, which is, to me, would seem unnerving. Mm-hmm. Like you've got all this space to cover and don't know what's coming your way.
Right.
Is that uncomfortable?
No, not really. I think, like I always say, with experience, when you see formations and certain teams and their tendencies, you sort of got to know, okay, if this is the coverage we're in, this is probably where they're going to try to attack us. This is the weaknesses of this coverage. This is the quarterback's favorite receiver. This is his top target. And so little tendencies and hints like that sort of make your job easier. And, you know, maybe I need to lean this way a little bit more. Maybe I need to be expecting this. And so a lot of the times people feel like the offense is consistently making the defense think to where, you know, on our defense, we try to make the offense think as much as we do. And so whether that be disguising things, moving around pre-snap, not really giving the quarterback a super clear picture, it makes things harder for them. And, yeah, for me, I pride myself in film study. And so knowing what to expect ahead of time and just having a general understanding of the game of football and where they'll try to hit you in certain zones, I feel like keeps you ahead of the game and makes it less stressful back there.
Bryce Cosby joining us, Ball State senior safety. You're also, after practice, the last person on the field, I feel like, at all times. Mm-hmm. Last year it was you and Ray Wilborn, always out on the field working on stuff. Mm-hmm. You've been out there with various guys this year. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for a half hour, 40 minutes after practice?
Really, it's just walking away from practice, just feeling the necessity, anything I feel like I messed up on or could have improved here or still don't feel all the way comfortable with here, I feel like I need to take care of it right after practice. I've got a open field. I've got everything I need, whether anything I could possibly need is to my access out there. And so I feel like I might as well take advantage of it. And, you know, speaking of Ray Wilborn, you know, he told me while he was at the Falcons training camp, he told me a story about Julio, who was just – he's like, he seems like he does a whole nother practice after practice.
Wow.
And so, you know, that was more motivation to me to, you know, just keep on doing it. And outside of that, it's just a genuine want to get better, you know, to always constantly improve myself and tweak and fix anything that I need to within my game. So when game day does come, I'm confident and I know I can make those plays when they come to me.
What else did Ray tell you about the Falcons?
Just how great of an experience it was, how much, you know, he learned through the process, you know, being around those guys and reassuring him that he could play at that level, and, you know, just what a positive experience it had been, and, you know, how thankful he was for it.
That's awesome. Goal for you still to this point?
Definitely. Yep, definitely.
What do you have to do to get there?
I feel like I just got to make a couple more plays that come to me and do what I know I'm capable of doing at the end of the day. And, you know, after that, it's up to God. But, you know, right now I'm just focused on what I can do to help my team win and, you know, how I can lead these guys for this next month and a half, 2 months to get to Detroit.
Take a timeout. We'll talk about Detroit when we come on back. Take a step away. This is Monday Night with the Red and White, talking Ball State football with senior safety Bryce Cosby. We're at McAllister's Deli on McGalliard from Learfield, IMG College.